The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem." Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you. And I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Jörgen Hoel and his new wife, Vi, boarded the train in Brooklyn in 1840, a few days after their wedding, to make their way west. They were both immigrants, he from Norway and she from Ireland, who found each other in New York, but there was nothing holding them there, and everything to lure them to the endless promise of the West. When they got off the train several days later in Des Moines, they received their deed to a plot of land and a future that only they and their maker could determine. It was a dream come true. The American dream. Except it wasn't. The winters were harsh, the summers parching. Their first child died before they ever heard him speak, probably from something as treatable today as bronchitis. Their real lives sound a great deal more like today's gospel than the remnants of the American dream to which they so tenaciously clung. Today we catch up with Jesus at a place and time that paints a much more realistic picture of the kind of world in which we live. There is a brewing battle between the fox and the hen, already set in motion, but waiting to explode in Jerusalem. There is Jesus' present urgent work and the beckoning, dreadful call to press on to Jerusalem. And believe me, there's nothing neat and tidy or dreamy about a hen trying to gather chicks beneath her wings. I grew up on a chicken farm. I know. Jesus speaks of the spattered, scattered flock that is the human family. How often have I desired to gather my children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. And we were not willing. Nope, not willing. Each of us for different reasons, no doubt. Each of us making our own way westward on our own terms. each living by our own mottos or creeds, but seldom truly, fully, honestly gathered beneath the wings of Christ, our mother hen. We are not a tidy bunch. A 100 years and change after Jorgen and Vi Hoel first settled in Iowa, their great-great-grandson has a realistic, reflective moment about his family history, sparked by a photo he finds. He considers the family legacy contained in a breathtaking passage from Richard Power's novel, The Overstory. Nicholas considers the 20s that did not roar for the Hoels, the depression that cost them 200 acres and sent half the family to Chicago, the Hoel death in the South Pacific and the two guilty survivors, the dozens of joyous weddings, christenings, and graduations, the half dozen adulteries, the two divorces sad enough to silence songbirds, one son's unsuccessful campaign for the state legislature, the lawsuit between cousins, the three surprise pregnancies, the protracted Hoel guerrilla war against the local pastor and half the Lutheran parish, the hushed up incest, the lingering alcoholism, a daughter's elopement with her high school English teacher, the cancers, breast, colon, lung, the heart disease, the car death of a cousin's child on prom night, the 50th anniversary in Hawaii and its disastrous aftermath, the dispersal of retirees to Arizona and Texas, the generations of grudge, courage, forbearance, and surprise generosity. Everything a human being might call the story. The generations of grudge, courage, forbearance, and surprise generosity. Everything a human being might call the story. There it is, right? Grudge, courage, forbearance, surprise, generosity. It is this that Christ longs to gather beneath ample wings. It is all of us, our whole story, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Really, Jesus has no desire to gather up a bunch of well-polished, shiny Sunday morning Lutherans. His wingspan fits best over sinners. The confused, the ambiguous, the guilt-ridden. People whose lives sound a whole lot more like the family Hoel than the family Camelot. Twenty years or so ago, I recall a New Year's Day conversation around our little family table of four. The kids must have been teenagers at the time. "What's your New Year's resolution, Dad?" "I'm going to try to lose 20 pounds. And then I'm going to start going to the gym." They exploded in laughter. But I didn't get the joke. "What am I missing?" "Well," one of them replied, "has it ever occurred to you that by going to the gym first, you might find that you, in fact, do lose 20 pounds? It seems like you've got things a little backwards, Dad." wouldn't have been the first time, won't be the last. Jesus is not waiting for us to get all shined up and looking like good Lutherans to invite us under his wings. He'd love for us to be there now. Warts and all, with every bit of grudge, courage, forbearance, and surprising generosity that make us who we are, everything a human being might call the story. No need to wait to drop the 20 pounds. There is a wing open here and another here. Christ spreads himself in utter, complete, loving surrender and bows his head to see a world self-deceived. From where he looks upon us, he sees how foolishly we've kidded ourselves into believing all is well. He can't believe how much we've invested in food that does not satisfy. He agonizes, grieves our unwillingness to give it up and gather beneath his wings. From where he gives his life for us, he sees the truth and the ambiguity of it all, and yet accepts us. Accepts us. And invites us. Siblings in Christ, we are, each of us, a twinkling star in the skies that God showed to Abram, inheritors of endless grace. For a tick of time, our lives flash across the eons, held beneath the wings of the one who loved us to the end. Gather round, gather in. There is life abundant, enfolded beneath the downy breast of Jesus. It is life abundant enough and full enough for us to bring our whole selves right here, right now, and trust that God's grace is sufficient. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.